From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Clean Fuels Alliance sent a letter telling President Biden they're ready to help maintain homegrown fuel supplies, mitigate pain at the pump, and support a clean energy future. The letter asked the administration to get the renewable fuel standard back on track as a key driver of America's energy independence. The letter says America's biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel producers are working hard to provide better, cleaner fuels that provide value and extend diesel fuel supplies. A new USDA report shows use of no-till, crop rotations, more efficient irrigation methods, and advanced technologies have climbed in recent years. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says farmers are making progress in their voluntary conservation efforts, but NRCS Chief Terry Crosby says there's more work to do. The report found farmers are increasingly adopting advanced technology, including enhanced efficiency and variable rate fertilizers to improve efficiency, assist ag economies, and benefit the environment. More food and ag companies are cutting ties with Russia as a list of companies boycotting its invasion of Ukraine grows. According to agrimarketing.com, equipment manufacturers like John Deere, Caterpillar, and CNH Industrial are suspending business or halting operations in Russia, while others like AGCO say they're committed to supporting humanitarian efforts. BASF, Louis Dreyfus, and Rabobank have also committed to some type of suspensions. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.